This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Pajemski out to Curry, pump fake, fly by, three ball, got it with the buzzer sounding! The shot clock was winding down. It's his 12-3 of the night. He's got a 52-point game. More importantly, the Warriors lead by five.
Part of his 56.
Woo!
On another memorable night for one Steph Curry. And who would have thought?
Man, I call it, Dan DeVone, the Lawrence Taylor game. 56 big ones.
Lawrence Taylor going back in the day. Only you coming off the edge out there in the Meadowlands. Alongside Guru, this is Dan DeVone filling in for Steiny. And Guru, let's just start right there. This is where I went last night, so I was doing Warriors Rap.
And I had you on the dial, too.
I didn't know that he still had that in his bag. I gotta come clean. I didn't know that Steph could still go there. I didn't think he could deliver 56 anymore. It had been a while. In fact, I looked this up. So 2015-2016, he's the unanimous MVP.
I'll never forget it.
13 games where he had 40 points or more. 22, they win the title, and he had 9 games in which he had 40 or more. This season, middle of a donut. Nothing over 40 points. So not only did I not think he could get 56, I didn't even think he'd get to the 40 threshold. Your thoughts on what it is he did last night?
It's incredible. It's a moment of time, and he just reminded us, Dan, and it's a pleasure to be with you, man. I'm a big fan of yours. He just reminded us the Warriors and himself still have action. And I don't know how much, if at all, you listened to Steiny and I, but DeVone, I was down when it came to the chef, and I was down only because I thought Father Time was cutting into the lead in regard to why we hadn't seen the 4th of July 40 and 50-point games and the bilateral tendonitis in both knees. Like, I thought I was watching that. But come to find out, if you go get a top-tier caliber player like Jimmy Butler and take all the attention off of the chef, he can still cook up that meal. And I don't know about you, Dan. We should have saw it coming since the emergence of Jimmy Butler, but he feels frisky to me. And last night, it felt Olympic-like because every bucket was, they needed it and fit. You could hear it in his voice when the shot went up. So now I'm like, he's feeling giddy, frisky, where can this thing end up going? And we're talking about a year where his point per game total, I'm putting Steiny on your shoulders, I can see his face right now, you only care about points. This was one of the lowest of his career, and now that thing is actually getting fertilized and growing. He's at 24 now, but Dan, I still think the chef is still good enough to take this team now with Butler to the promised land. And I could be wrong, but I feel it.
I don't think you're alone. I think the rest of the country, including...
The rest of the country!
I think the top tier of the Western Conference is paying attention.
Oh, there! How can you not?
If you're OKC, if you're Houston, ooh, you're Memphis, you are looking in that rearview mirror. And you're saying, just you. Like the Kentucky Derby, man, somebody's galloping on the outside. Like, here they come. And we're going down the stretch, and you know as well as I do that this is winning time. Forget about what it is you did in October, November, December. It's those teams that get healthy, A, man, and B, that all come together and play your best basketball at the most important time of the season. You talked about Jimmy Butler.
Good God.
Jimmy Butler provides that physical sort of gravitational pull. I understand what it is that you're saying, and it frees up Steph. But I would take it a step further. I think emotionally, now that Butler's
Damn.
And now we're talking about a team that, hell, Draymond went as far as to mention the Warriors and an NBA championship in the same sentence. Now, look, I know it's Draymond. He's whatever. He's poking the bear. It's on TNT. It's in front of the country. It's an all-star game. But Steph now realizes, man, I'm playing relevant games again.
Man.
I'm being mentioned. Our team is being mentioned and making a playoff run. All of a sudden, what happened to the tendonitis? What happened to that bad hand? Remember that bad
thing? The digit.
Yeah, like all of a sudden.
It's healed.
What's going on here?
Yeah. The joy is returned to this guy. And that, along with what he did last night, are synonymous. And you can clearly see it.
And you know what, too, Dan? You hit that out the park. I always say to my children, and I'm no doctor, but 90% of life is psychological, right? And you're right. We had Curry at the podium. These words came out of his mouth. Dan, tell me if you remember. We're not built to come back. He was twiddling his fans because he had his fingers. He had no answer. And now that joy is back, and he's clowning right now. And I'm telling you, you mentioned the Western Conference. Who knows how to win like this team? That's the ultimate closer in Steph Curry. And last night he reminded us, D, that they're ready to go, man.
So, all right, maybe we need to just bring it down a notch. Maybe not. I don't know. Dub Nation, go nuts. Why not? But is this team okay, – where are you at? Let's just okay. – the hell with it. Everybody says, oh, don't overreact. You're living in the moment. Well, screw you because that's – you know, that's – they just
– tell
them. For 56. The team's won 5 in a row, and so this is what sports is all about. You overreact. You get caught in the emotion. Where is this team? Just if you were to sort of take a look – and forecast just how far this team can go. What is it that we're looking at? Are they solidifying the sixth seed? Is this a team that right now is not going to be in that play-in tournament? And what should the expectations be for the Golden State Warriors going forward?
I love that. Every team, as you just mentioned, in the Western Conference should be on notice. Dan, the sixth seed is solidified. That I will be majorly disappointed if they don't have the Dr. J spot. No, that was his number six. And with that, moving forward, this is no shade at these other teams. OKC, a great story. The birth certificate, team-wide, is on your side. Youth everywhere. But have you done it? If you get in the ring with an OG squad like the Golden State Warriors with this renewed enthusiasm and flair for the dramatics, I like the Warrior chances, so I'm saying Western Conference Finals. And Dan, I want to go Draymond and say the finals, but I'm saying Western Conference Finals. And now, people aren't giving me a cup to say, hey, go to the restroom and put some stuff in there because you sound crazy, Dan. People, the talking heads, if you're into that, the pundits, everybody's taking notice and saying the same thing. So when I would tell Steiny and drive him crazy about this Martin Luther King, we shall overcome, now everybody's there and it's kind of boring. I love a party, Dan, but everybody's taking notice. Like, Guru, you that sounds normal. Everybody knows this team now has got their mojo back.
Well, here's why I think that everybody could take a sip of that Kool-Aid. Is because back in the day, when you had a dominant team, like the Warriors went to five consecutive NBA finals, it could be, I don't know, it could be the middle of the summer, or before the season even starts, you could say the Warriors are going to the NBA finals. I don't even need to see the preseason.
Wow.
Look at the roster. That team's going to the NBA Finals, and sure enough, for five consecutive years, because they were that team. They were the it team. When you look at the West right now, how comfortable are you? And I'm not saying OKC's a good team.
Okay.
They're a dominant team.
No doubt.
Let's give them their respect. But experience is real, man. I don't know if it translates to the NFL. I don't know about MLB, but when it comes to postseason basketball, experience is a thing. That team had the best record a year ago. They beat New Orleans. They got bounced by Dallas in the second round. I don't feel that comfortable. And this isn't necessarily about the Warriors. I think LA would have a hell of a shot.
Boy.
Experience is something that OKC does not have.
Yeah. And you know what, Dan? It's just funny. I watched the Minnesota OKC game a couple nights ago, and I am sipping the Kool-Aid. And you could tell me to put it down, but I'm watching OKC and Shea, as great as he is, not hit the rim on what could have been a game winner. And it was a drive to the rack, and the game went overtime. And it wasn't anything bad that had transpired, but it just told me pressure is incredible. And the regular season, as you just talked about, is one thing. But I think the hardest championship to win in all the sports is the NBA Finals, because there are no flukes in it. You got to win 4 of 7. And Dan, the way that this Warrior team is coming together with Jimmy Butler being Durant, I know they're different, but now they got a big three again. And Dan, I'm ready, man.
All right, you want to tease?
Give it to me.
Because I guarantee, the love fair is about to come to an end.
Oh, Steiny, he's back.
I'll tell you something right now, that when you talk about the last dance, this is the last dance for the Warriors. This season, it's got to happen. It's not about the Chicago Bulls. The last dance is for the Golden State Warriors. I'll explain
all
why
right
when we continue. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's Guru. It's Dan Devone. I dare you to go anywhere. This is going to be nuts. We got you for the next couple of hours right here on 95.7 The Game.
Ball thrown into Butler. Left of the circle. Right wing to post. Touch pass back to Butler. Butler left alone. Finds Curry. It's a relocation three, and it's good! And Golden State now down by one. 73-72. Curry with the bucket. He's got 28 points right now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's Guru and Dan Devone here on a Friday as we talk about the Golden State Warriors, winners of 5 in a row, now tied for the 7th seed, just a half game back. Woo! Of that of the Los Angeles Clippers for the number 6 seed, which of course would mean that they'd miss the play-in tournament altogether. You know what's funny, before we get into the Golden State Warriors, I don't get an opportunity to interact with a lot of the morning personalities,
gotcha,
especially around here.
Today is different.
Yeah, and seeing Bonte up close and personal after apparently, I get on this mic and I forget because I just get in my world. And he was reminding me, he's like, bro, you coming at me?
Yeah, I saw it. The smoke. And I tell you what, we just basically did a show with him, a segment before he left out of here.
Good guy.
Yeah,
man.
No doubt.
Good dude.
Dan,
yeah.
I got to ask this because I listen to you and Evan. I'm telling you, man, every Saturday I go hoop, ride the bike, and I'm listening. I'm like, that's a nice tandem. Did you go in the ocean this morning?
I did.
Because you are my Aquaman.
I did. I was in the water this morning early because
Ken,
I wanted to be here with you.
The ocean.
Yeah. I was in it at, I jumped it at 7 o'clock this morning. And it's, I won't swim when it's dark out.
Okay.
Because that's a bit much. But I was in at 7, and there's an older lady, almost called her an old lady, don't want to go there, but she makes, because I don't swim this early. I did this because of you. Because I was like, well, I got to get in early because I got to be here on time. And so this woman apparently makes cornbread, fresh cornbread, right out of the oven on a Friday, man. Can you, I'm talking like I haven't had cornbread. I can't tell you when, but this, man, I
love me some Jiffy cornbread. That's store-bought, but it's still good.
No, I know that little package.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got you. What about the macaroni and the Kraft?
Oh, man, I get the double cheese. Yeah. There you go, Daddy.
All right, here we go. So, listen, I went to the break with the tease, and I sincerely believe this, man. I'm not just trying to invoke people.
You and Steiny are similar, and that's
really
a compliment. Yeah, no
so
doubt.
So did he say this? Because I don't want you to think
I kind of feel like you're in the ballpark.
I'm not pilfering from Steiny, man.
No,
I listen
doubt
to you guys.
You're your own.
So here's the thing. Because I hear this. I hear it seems to be the collective sentiment that the Warriors, if they get into the playoffs, that's a good thing. They win around. Look, you'll take it. You get to the semis or the Western Conference Finals, as you talked about.
Wow.
Hell yeah. It's a win. And then in the offseason, you go address the shooting guard. Go get the rim protector. Go get those ancillary pieces, which is much easier to do because now you got your foundation in place for the next 2 years, right? That
totally.
Seems to be the thought.
That's how I'm living.
And a lot of people feel that way. And now you got your team for the next 2 years. Let's go get that ring.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's got to happen this year. Why? I think that this is the last dance. Like this, the window is ajar right now for two reasons. First of all, I have a hard time with older basketball squads. And so now that you're going to be north of 35, I get it. You're still good. That's a dangerous proposition. And Steph is going to be 38. The other thing is OKC. Well, I think you can still get OKC this year.
And I could be wrong. But
we both could be wrong, right? They've been dominant in the regular season. They may own the postseason if there's a carryover. But the one thing that I do know is that you need your battle scars in the NBA. Look at Boston. Look at anybody going way back in the day. You gotta knock on that door a couple of times before you kick that SOB down. And I'm talking about getting into the playoffs and learning how to lose to the Warriors. Hell, they were talking about breaking up Tatum and Brown.
Then they got hot, and the rest was history.
And now they're champions, and I think they're favorites once again to come out of the East. I think that OKC is vulnerable this year, but I do think that it's going to be their conference in the next 5 years, meaning that the light will go on for those young fellas. And when they learn how to win, And when that experience kicks in, I don't think you're beating them.
Mm.
I think the door's ajar right now. And so this thinking of, well, we'll just get some pieces in the offseason and get after it, I think it's got to happen today. It's got to happen in 24-25 this season. In order, if you want to get that elusive ring for Steph, it's got to happen today.
No, I'm not mad at that. And Dan, tell you know, I'm going to blow you away with, did he just say that? But I feel like OKC hasn't gone through their playoff puberty yet, and they're doing that. They got their feet wet last year, lost to Minnesota, but it's coming, and you're right.
Oh, Minnesota, not Dallas. Right.
Yeah. Who was it?
Was it Dallas or whatever?
Yeah. But they, it was one and done. They got to Dallas. Yeah, Luka beat them.
Yeah.
So I say that to say is, I look at the Warriors like his last dances. I feel like, and I told Steiny this, I feel like this season's house money. Like, I feel like it's there. There's a ways that'll get you to the Western Conference final and finals for the Warriors this year. But, Dan, Joe Lacob is on record as saying, I think you just told Tim Kawakami on the podcast, you know, in regard to Kuminga, I'll go back in the red, you know, to keep trying to win. And he's done that since he's been here. But what if they wanted to get frisky and try to make a move and put somebody together that we think is off limits now? I'm not saying Draymond because we love you, but things like that. What if Kevin Durant were a Warrior? Like the possibilities as a fan for me are like a Rubik's Cube. Like they can enhance this. And I'm looking at LeBron. I know it's a total different body type than Steph Curry. But if Steph can master, when I'm 40, I'm still bringing some, I'm a positive. Who's to say that this team still can't compete? And Dan, what they're embarking or trying to do in regard to the age thing, I don't think there's another comp. But if they were to do it, I mean, man, who's to say it would just be one? That's just where I'm at. And I get what you're saying about, OKC.
Oh, we got breaking news here. 95-7 the game. With Matthew Stafford is going to stay with the Los Angeles Rams.
I knew it.
Right? So all the bluster is done. He's going to be in the Southland. He'll stay hitched to McVay and company. Do we want to hear from the young fella out of the University of Texas? Or no? I thought we had a sounder. No. Oh, the sounder is that.
That's the sounder. Yeah, just from Adam Schefter. He just said the Rams and Matthew Stafford reached an agreement today on a restructured deal that keeps him in Los Angeles and quashes any and all trade speculation.
Dan, I think people are losing their mind. I was in the shower this morning, too graphic, and I had the idiot box on the TV, and they were talking about the Raiders and Rams are close on a deal, and I'm like, why would the Rams say night-night to Matthew Stafford?
No.
And you were 20 yards from actually beating Philly. That's just how I saw it. But come on, that makes sense. Okay.
He's real.
He's real.
I don't like a lot of things out of the Southland, but it's tough, man. I got to be honest with you. First of all, Matthew Stafford is a baller. I like players like that, man. He's for real.
Respect.
Yeah, no doubt. And when you talk about L.A., this pains me. But the Los Angeles Lakers have been the hottest team in the NBA, so we got to give them their respect. LeBron, we talk about Steph being rejuvenated. Have you seen this boy over the
last? Man, it's incredible, man.
Like, this is ridiculous. And the other thing is, J.J. Redick's a good coach.
And
J.J. Redick is actually a hell of a coach. And I'm telling you, man, that's a dagger through the heart.
They're playing defense now, too, Devone.
You see what they did to Jokic last week?
He took 7 field goal attempts, and it wasn't, hey, Jokic, wake up, what are you doing? It was, they were blitzing his tail. And after the game, they were like, Redick came up with that. Like, I'm like, oh, J.J., I don't know why I'm acting shocked, Devone, but he's bringing something to the table.
No doubt.
Outside of, like, you, a good head full of hair, you know?
Well, but it was typical J.J., right? Like, he couldn't just leave it alone. He had to say, oh, I haven't slept in 3 nights, and you know,
Jay,
I've been up there devising it. Just leave it alone.
I got you.
We don't need to know that you've been
out
there.
He's in L.A. He's acting, D.
You know, but I got to admit, man, that guy knows what's up. But it also helps when LeBron James endorses you. Like, if LeBron James says, let's listen to this guy, or I'm listening to him, or when there's buy-in from LeBron like there wasn't for Darvin Ham, then I think everybody else falls in line. So, you know, L.A.'s another one of those teams that when we talk about the construct of the Western Conference,
they're a problem.
They are, because they've got that experience. And so when you're talking about Game 7s or big games, while OKC doesn't have the experience of how to navigate some of those things, L.A. does, and so do the Golden State Warriors. But again, getting back to my point, I do believe that the window is ajar, and you've got one shot at this, and it's this year.
Wow.
I understand what it is you're saying, but you can't bet an OKC not waking up. I mean, right now they're a little groggy, but those kids, that light might go on this postseason. We don't know.
It can very well happen.
But when it does, they're just too young, too deep, and none of those boys are going anywhere. In fact, they can get even better because they got so much draft capital. So I think that if it's going to happen, it's got to happen in the next couple of months, because you're not catching OKC, I don't think, in my estimation, over the next 2 years.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, Dan, and it's kind of hard because it's revisionist history, but I just think about where I was at as far as I thought this was a funeral when they had Wiggins and they were destined for the play-in if they were to get to that, and they were just missing something. But I keep going back to how they got Jimmy Butler, because the basketball part of this is he should never be available. He's that good, but a relationship got toxic, it eroded, and now one man's trash is the next team's treasure. And Dan, I got to look at you and tell you, was anything about that 56 last night flukish to you?
Oh,
Curry's lightweight been hibernating because he's been double and triple team. I mean, he's been despondent at times. Like, can somebody help me? And Dan, they went and got that help now. And Jimmy Butler, who couldn't hit the side of a barn yesterday, along with Pods and Moody and a lot of other guys in the lineup outside of post, they needed every one of those buckets to go down. So when I come here on this Payday Friday and look you dead in the eye, Dan, again, I'm shocked at the total, but I'm not shocked that what I saw in the Olympics is what Steph was doing in Orlando. And now I'm wondering, oh boy, he's a golfer. We saw him last night with who was the golfer he did to?
Chandel Bliss.
I didn't know. I'm in Tiger Woods still, D, but yeah, I was just like, oh, he's in a good place right now. And I say that to say, Dan, is I don't think we're going to see these guys wilt or get tired. I mean, we're in a stretch run. Why can't the chef keep this up?
You know,
not 56 every night, obviously.
When you talk about, and let's just once again give the numbers, Steph Curry with 50-point games, nobody has more over the age of 30 than Steph Curry. He's got 9.
Oof.
Second is Wilt Chamberlain. Anytime your name is mentioned with Wilt Chamberlain, it's real stuff. He has the most games with 50 points over the age of 35 with 3. LeBron checking in at 2. But here's what I would say about Steph. That, again, I think it's that shot in the arm that Jimmy Butler has provided, and I think you and I are on the same page, that basketball's fun again, and you can see it, and he's playing relative basketball, and all of a sudden the tendonitis is like, what?
I haven't mentioned it in 3 weeks,
exactly.
Man.
And I also think nobody has more fun scoring 50 points. Nobody is an entertainer when they score 50 points like that. That goes viral when it's happening. That's when people are picking up the phone going, you got to check it out. Curry's going off. I'll give you guys who scored 50 points this year. Jamal Murray went for 50.
Okay.
Jalen Brunson went for 50. I think the Ant-Man went for 50 this year.
Good call.
None of those dudes were nearly as entertaining as you talked about, giving the pantomiming some golf, playing to the crowd. Orlando's on its feet. Hell, they were yelling MVP out there.
I heard it.
Like, that does not happen with anybody else. Like, there's 50 points in a game, and then there's Steph Curry scoring 50 points where he's exalting everybody, and everybody's just dancing in the aisles because this man puts on a show like nobody has ever done before him.
D, I got goosebumps. Do you have a problem? I'm a bad analogy, dude, but I'm going to lay one on you. Do you got a problem with me calling Steph? I believe this to my core. He is Michael Jackson of the NBA. and he's still hitting those high notes, and he's doing the moonwalk. And now the night is back. Like, you're right. So, I don't know if you didn't hear the crossover yesterday. I was saying, hashtag random. If you were Adam Silver, would you want Denver and OKC in the Western Conference Finals, or would you want the OGs of the Lakers, LeBron versus Steph? And it's no wrong answer, but the answer to me is still Steph and LeBron, because they're still like fine wine at their age. But for what you talk about, the three-pointer has replaced the dunk. I'm a 70s baby. The dunk used to be the thing back in the day, and Jordan, to me, with his tongue out, and Kobe's of the world trying to emulate that. But Steph Curry, what he does, the way he does it with the shot, it's incredible. And you're right. And I just feel like This is not just a one-off. He's averaging 30 points since the inception of Jimmy Butler on the Golden State Warriors. That's not flukish, D. He is breathing like a wide receiver. I'm not getting doubled and tripled. Now it's on, and I'm just wondering where this thing is going. And Quentin Post, you didn't ask about him.
We'll go to Quentin.
Yeah, because you had a good take on him, but he's getting me excited.
Yeah, you know what's funny about Michael Jackson? One of the first, because I'm with you, best entertainment ever, ever. I was at a Super Bowl that he was performing at halftime. And you know Super Bowls. Like the NFL football fan, this is way back in the day.
All right.
I wasn't even working in sports. And this is, they were in L.A. And Michael Jackson was the halftime. And you know, football fans are like, gee, like Michael J., you think I'm going to watch this, man? Let's go get some beers, man.
Yeah.
Let's go headbutt each other in the parking lot, man. Let's do something moronic. I'm not watching Michael J. I'm telling you, when he hit the stage, everybody, whether they wanted to or not, started moving a body part. Like, uncontrollably, just started moving in the aisles. And you looked around and close to 100,000 strong, he had every damn one of them. So, yeah, when you talk about entertainment, it doesn't get any better than
that. So, you ain't mad at that one. All right, I love it.
Let's get out to the phone lines. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. We start things with Mojo Rising in Castro Valley. What's up, Mojo?
Yo, man. What's up, my friends? Mr. Guru, man. I called in a few weeks ago, man.
What's
up? I love the Guru, man. The dude is incredible. Like I said, I wish I could have met him back then. In the day at 24 Hour Fitness. You still run at 24 Hour Fitness?
Yes, I do. Yes, Devon was just asking me. I played this morning, 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah, that's why I was here.
Did you run that early? Yeah, Friday. I got it in this morning.
We get the S-bomb and the McAfee show. What's going on? Like, is it not part of the
kid
lexicon?
Kid is sweating like, hey,
that's
Devon,
stupid.
Move
Don't
on.
Say that again.
Right. Yeah, he meant well.
Yeah, no, so you're playing at 5 in the morning?
Yeah. I'm in my 50s, still going full court, and I feel like I'm winning. Steiny hates it. I feel like he's jealous because I'm still playing, but we'll see.
Tell me this. You're not rolling with a knee, brace?
No, all right. I'm coming for you, D. That's all.
All right. What are you? Are you play down inside? Or are you?
Yeah. If you you want to shoot on the perimeter, you're going to get it off because I'm not getting hurt going out block that, but I'm going to the rim.
All right.
Yeah.
We got our guy I think might be calling back,
okay.
But let's let's talk about Steph Curry and the 56 Woo! Points because it was, you know, I started the show by saying I didn't think he could still do this. And I didn't think that it'd been so long since he had 40 points. But I think that what it is that Jimmy Butler has brought to this team, which is winning, has recreated and has just sent Steph Curry back into the time machine where it's 2016 all over again. But there's one guy that we cannot omit when we talk about last night's big win, and I think he's significant going forward, and it's Quentin Post.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Quentin Post, because it was that they're down 17, Woo! And then just before the end of the break, Steph, of course, hits that heave.
46-footer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you cut the lead to 14, and then I thought the biggest moment of the game was the start of that second half. Well, Quentin Post got the start. Quentin Post had 10 points in 3 minutes to start that second half. Talk about his game and how significant he is going forward.
Dan, not since the likes of Chris Webber, and he wasn't really a stretch five, but I've been yearning for a guy to be in a Warrior uniform that had this skill set. And, you know, they missed a boat with our guy James Wiseman. I thought he had the goods. But just watching that release, I know they say Steffordless, but when he releases the ball, Dan, I'm just as a fan, I'm thinking it's going in more times than not. But you're right. They came fast and in a hurry. And then he has that moxie, that nastiness to him to let you know he's feeling good. And then went inside. And showed us he wasn't just a, you know, outside dude and put some off the glass. And I'm like, man, how can you not be excited? So when we talk about the Warriors in the last dance or dances, as I'm dubbing it, Dan, I'm thinking about Pods, Kuminga, and we'll get to him, and Moody. Like, there's some parts of the Warrior future, and I'm including Post, into like four or five guys that, hey, honey, pack the car. Let's go check out the dubs.
Yeah.
And it might not be Steph and Dre on why we're going to watch. And I know I need to slow down, but QP3 is taking advantage of an opportunity. And you said, I got to give Kerr credit. He made an adjustment. Sat Looney put Q in there to start the second half, and Orlando did not know what to do, I believe.
I thought that change should have come a lot sooner.
Mm.
I mean, anybody watching that game, you're looking at that front line of Orlando where they go, you know, 6'10", 6'10", 6'11", and those are all big boys. Like,
they were huge.
And the Warriors, Carter. Yeah, Wendell Carter,
oof,
Franz Wagner, Paolo Banchero, 6'10", 6'10", 6'11", all
size
265 pounds.
Does.
And the Warriors matched him with a Moses Moody, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler.
Oh, man.
So my thing wasn't I blew in the ear of Lucas Alexander at the time who was watching the game with me and crushing donuts.
Luke.
And I'm like,
oh, boy.
I'm like, hey, man, this is a game where you're going to see Quentin Post, no doubt. You're going to see him a lot sooner rather than later because that's why you have him. Because it's all about matchups, right? And this was one of those matchups that just screamed for Quentin Post. I actually thought Steve Kerr waited too long to go to Quentin Post because there was no reason why he should have been in that game a lot sooner. I also would say this when it comes to Quentin Post. Amazing shooter, man. He is incredible. A stretch five. I mean, you got to go back to what, most space.
Yeah, that's it. We had him on last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But here's my thing is that.
Did he date Taylor Swift?
Did he really?
Yeah, yeah.
Mo Spates?
Yeah, it's out there for you. Evan and I were blown away. But yeah, I confirmed it in my world, but go ahead, Dan.
But Quentin Post, when you got a guy, as we used to say, mouse in the house, there was on a switch. He was down in the mid post. And I think he had KCP on him.
Oh, man.
Or I think he had, it might have been, you know, Cole Anthony. And instead of backing somebody down, getting to the rim, just bullying, get a foul or get a bunny, he's looking to kick out. And he did it on a couple of occasions where he kicked out late in the clock to Pajemski for a contest three, and it was ugly, it clanged, and they went the other way. I think it's in his head that he's like, I'm a stretch five. I'm here to shoot a three, and if I get it down to the post, no, I got to defer. Someone's got to blow in his ear. Like,
yeah.
Young fella, like you said, yeah, I've seen him Euro step. I think he's got game in the paint.
Yeah.
It's okay. Go ahead. Nobody likes to play in the post anymore. Nobody likes to play with their back to the hoop from 8 feet away. I'm saying in that ISO, go to work.
Wow.
Go to work, young fella. It's not just about a stretch five where you got to shoot threes. And it's almost as if it's in his head, like, I'm not supposed to shoot this. I'm here for one reason, and that's to shoot threes. I'm going to kick it out. And I don't think, you know, that should be in his head whatsoever.
Dan, I cannot reach you, but I'm hugging you from over here. But you could talk to the whole league. It's out of control. That's what's happening now. Even if Quentin Post is a 6 or 7 year veteran, they're right there to take the two, and they kick it out for a horrible three. And I'm like, this is just league-wide.
Yeah,
so
no,
I don't even fault the youngster on that because I feel like it's part of the, I don't want to, oh, you're an old dude, you're throwing eggs at the league, but it's just the new NBA of mouse in the house, you're right there, and I saw what you're talking about, but it happens game in, game out of, what was that?
Yeah, Jimmy
that's
Butler
what it is.
Is guilty of that on a couple of occasions as well, where Jimmy Butler has got a little floater instead, and I think Jimmy Butler is trying to ingratiate himself to his teammates.
Yeah, because he needs to work himself, you know, we talk about Luka, he's not Luka, he's missed a lot of time, and I'm just watching him and, you know, him grabbing on the shorts or whatnot, so he's playing his way back into shape, but I would, and I'm no NBA coach, D, but I don't understand why Orlando, to me, I think they said we're taking Butler away as opposed to Steph, and I think that's how they lost the game.
Well, that's, you know, that's
I really believe that was their plan.
Jimmy Butler, I think, had a mediocre game, maybe his worst game.
Yeah,
since joining the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah,
yeah, but saved obviously by Steph Curry. But again, I think that we got to salute Quentin Post, and now for the first time, it's, you know, Steve Kerr has got this new toy, a stretch five.
Man,
but. You know, I still think you should have gone to him a little bit sooner. All right, we got to get to a break. Download the free Odyssey app. Check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. This segment is sponsored by Ceramani Ford. We see you on the phone lines. Larry in San Francisco, the rest of the callers, hang out. Got to pay some bills. We'll be back. We'll talk. Steph, are you feeling this? Are the Warriors winning a chip? Jersey Ken, my
Warriors.
Man. We'll talk much more as we continue on 95.7 The Game.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.